I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Palm Springs?
Yeah.
I always think Palm Springs is like a fake place. Like,
it is.
Kind of is.
Yeah, but yeah. like a make-believe place that isn't real. Oh, and it's like,
it
shouldn't be real.
Yeah, you hear so many like stories about Palm Springs from your childhood, and you're like, is that an actual like place that people live? And
well, I think it's a mythological place for gay people and or old people, or the gay old people.
It is the gayest.
It's the gay old.
The gayest city in America. Like,
so it's the most alpha place in all of America. Mm-hmm. Palm Springs.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of is.
Cortisol levels are in check.
Just full masculinity on display in Palm Springs. What kind of temps were they creeping into the 90s yet in Palm Springs?
That's
barely.
Everybody wants to still that.
Barely. Yeah. It was hot.
Shit. Today was hot, and it was what, like 76 degrees. And I was already like, all right, let's tone it down here. It's not even May yet. Let's fucking
reel
it back just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's 70, low 70s to start right now.
I did my first cold plunge of the year today, and it was nice. Like I had like filled it up I want to say like a month ago, and I was like, all right, it's warming up, you know, it's fucking March, like let's give this a shot. And I did the temperature, and it was like 43 degrees, and 43, like, it doesn't sound cold, but it's fucking cold. And
that's the Pacific Ocean in Oregon.
I'm like, I'm not sitting in that for 2 minutes. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I didn't. And so, but today it was like low 50s, which is like primo. Perfect.
Do you have like an industrial ice maker?
No, no. So they do sell they sell those like tank things that you plug into the water, you plug into the, like, whatever, the actual thing you put the water in, and then it like filters it and cools it. But I don't have one of those, cuz they're really expensive. So I just use the hose, baby.
Hose water.
The hose
best water.
Yeah. I could do it year round if I had one of those things. It just regulates the water temperature for you. So, but I don't know. It's going to be hose water either way, so fuck it. Yeah. Well, so what did you get up to in Palm Springs?
Are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were still just fucking shit.
Bro, I'm not throwing away fucking this primo content that we've been putting forth the last few minutes. Then
I threw away that 2 minutes. I didn't know. What did I do in Palm Springs? I mean, what does any man?
What did I not do in Palm Springs?
They have sex with other men. That's what you do in Palm Springs.
Yes.
But not that I expect anyone to like really know this or remember this, but like I go to Palm Springs 3 times a year, twice a year. It's more kind of a family thing. I help I can never remember what they're called.
Snowbirds.
Snow bunnies.
And then the other time.
That's different.
Then the other time I go down and I use the snowbirds place, and it's more of a vacation instead of just a couple of, you know, 3 days of kind of fiddle fucking around. But every time I go to Palm Springs, I do make it like a conscious choice to just, you know, drive, God, I'm so bad at direction, drive east to like the Coachella Valley, or like drive north through like the Yucca Valley, Yucca, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like once you get out of Palm Springs, whether you're going
it's desert somewhere.
You're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah. And it's a good time to find like perspective. And I think it was on Sunday. I just was like, I'm going to take like 3 hours and just kind of just drive.
Like almost like a vision quest.
Kind of. Yeah. I drove to Joshua Tree. Like I didn't, I walked like a mile. Like I wasn't like doing the whole thing, but it's just something I do.
Vision
just,
quest in a Toyota Tercel, like you gotta love it. Like, that's good stuff.
Of course, Chevy Bolt. Actually,
oh, excuse me, we drive American here, sir.
We drive American. Please. I'm in Palm Springs. We drive American,
Native American, Chevy, if you will.
And so, like, when you, and it's hard to describe, like, once you just get out of the main city, there's just nothing. There is nothing. And you're just driving into just the wilderness, basically. And it, again, like I was saying, it's just kind of like a perspective thing where you go and you're like, I'm like rather insignificant. And like everything behind that town I was just in, that's only like 60, 70,000 people, completely irrelevant. They're all millionaires. They're all rich.
They're not actually irrelevant, unfortunately.
But like in the grand scheme of the world, it's just, they're just irrelevant.
We're ants.
And you go. Yeah. And you know, you just, I kind of forget some of the highways and freeways, but like there's, if you're driving towards 29 Palms, which is like the most, it's like the worst Marine base you can get put on. No one wants to get put out there. Before that, there's just like two or three biker bars. And again, like you just, it just gives you perspective and you understand stuff. Like, I kind of get how people cannot agree or see the world as I see it, because I don't live in the most, like, you know, yeah, there's, well, it's the city of Eugene is too white. Like, it's just
diverse. Yeah,
there's not a lot of diversity here. You know what I mean? Like, it's just too white. But at least there's humans, right? And like, I see weird humans. I see gay humans. I do see minorities. I see homeless people. I see drug addicts.
A lot of homeless people.
A lot of homeless people.
Famously.
But yeah. Like out there, like you just don't see anything. There's nothing. And I completely understand when I go down there for a brief section of time. Not long, like an hour. I kind of get why people are afraid of the woman with blue hair, the septum piercing. Like, yes, these are dumb things to be afraid of. Very dumb. I'm not saying a septum piercing should.
Are you?
Should
are you saying you start? You start like transitioning MAGA out there?
No. But I totally get how people. Like, I totally transition. You know I'm MAG. I'm a three-time. I put the T in three-time Trumper. Mm-hmm. Come on, please. I'm wearing my Bass Pro Shop hat and my sunglasses for, what's his name? The David Allen Greer? Edgar Allan Poe? Who's the guy that just died?
Oh, the Co guy or whatever? Yeah.
What's his name?
The country singer? Dude, I don't fucking know.
That guy.
I
Edgar Allan Poe?
I learned who that guy was.
Benson Boone?
Today.
I don't know. I just saw. Yeah. I learned about him in real time, too. But shout out to Edgar Allan Poe.
David Allan Coe, apparently.
David Allan Coe.
By the way, you know who had that quick reference? Fucking Fender. Fuck you, Fender.
Of course he did. Of
Fuck
course.
You, Fender. You know, racist. You racist.
Shout out to the DAC. You know, the real DAC. David Allan Coe. But like I said, like I always go out there, and it's always a good reminder that, like, I'm just whatever. You're just whatever. Like, we're all just insignificant grains of sand. Did Braga just die?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
I turned off my camera because it was all green, and now it won't come back on. Just keep talking.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Okay. And so, like I said, like, it's a good cleansing, like, moment for me to just kind of center myself. And I know that sounds like hippy-dippy, and, like, I don't know if you guys ever have, like, a place you go to that you just kind of, it just kind of centers you.
Sure.
And it was like especially important this time because what is today? The 30th?
Yes.
Right? So on the 18th, so 12 days, it's like right, you know, like 3 days before I left or whatever. I had a check-in with the doctor. It was, you know, pre-planned thing, and I had to get like an MRI and all that. And they had to do a scan on me, which wasn't the first one. I had to do one in December too. And they did like a full body, like MRI, and it was like more centered and hide the jokes. But it was centered on like my gut, my stomach.
Sure.
And I knew what I was getting into at this point. And there was like this, there's like a lump that's like not, it's hard. Like it's almost like it's a tennis ball. And it's not exactly benign.
No shit.
So I just kind of wanted to say that I'm Anthony Davis and you're watching Foul Play on TBS.
You motherfucker.
That was quite the bit.
That
the transition
was a
from,
fucking adventure.
The vision quest to that.
You that I mean, you talked about drive into the nothingness. That was a fucking drive you took us on.
Talk about a fucking drive to right field. Jesus. And that ball's out of here. Jesus.
What fucking time is it?
Okay, yeah, right.
You fucking asshole.
None of the doctor stuff happened. That's all a lie. I don't have cancer. I don't have stomach.
Fucking asshole. It is funny because like you're wearing the shades and you look like you might have been crying or something. Like, hey, why is King wearing shades for the podcast?
That was some like slightly above average acting.
That was pretty good.
Was it did I get you for
yeah,
a second?
Your voice was like cracking a little bit. That was good. That was man. Yeah.
Yeah. Was this like your full like heel turn on the pod here?
Yeah.
Heel. You've always been tempting to go heel. Now you're full heel.
You are full heel now.
The cancer bit was my
That might be a step.
Wasn't exactly benign.
Wasn't exactly benign.
What are you gonna do?
Because I was gonna have some questions like, oh, they already biopsied it like instantly.
Yeah, wow.
I was like, man, that's quick. This is not the American medicine I know.
I tried to backlog it by saying I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, I would have been more upset that you didn't break the news to the Discord first, frankly. Like, wow. I mean, my guy, and by the way, if you're gonna break it on the pod, give us a heads up. Like, come on, man. I'll get some Sarah McLaughlin going. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
We'll make this happen.
I mean, really, really, like trying to play up. You know, just cut that bit clip there,
bro,
and put it on YouTube or something, and get like thousands of
followers. I'm a former radio producer, bro. I will put together some sound clips. We'll make that shit pop.
I did waffle. I was like, I was trying to think of like prank shows, and I was like, is Ashton Kutcher? I know Ashton Kutcher and pranked is like more well known than Anthony Davis's TV show, but
what are those
like 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, what is the one on TBS?
I'm
or
Johnny
on,
Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. Would've been good.
Too. Yeah, sure.
So what's the one that's on? They show all the commercials for during like March Madness on like Spike.
Anthony Davis.
That's who. That
what's
is?
The name of the show? What's the name of the
Foul
show?
Foul Play.
Okay.
No, what's the other one with I gotta look it up.
Okay. I take King's word for it. By the way, no idea who you were talking about. I was like, the basketball player, Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
That's who that is. Davis. Really?
Yeah.
He has a prank TV show?
Yeah, he's a real prankster.
Is the prank that he fucking plays a full season of NBA basketball ever?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Am I right?
Am I right? Yeah, I watched one episode. It was him and LeBron having to go into a boardroom and save Draymond Green from beating someone up.
That's a terrible idea for a TV show.
Yeah, it is a funny one. It's like, you're not pranking like regular dweebs. You are pranking humans that like could inflict like real harm if they wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah, like rich people with power.
These boardroom people are calling Draymond a fucking loser, and he's just sitting there losing his mind.
Like he can reach over a table at any point, at any point, and he's a professional athlete, so it's not gonna not hurt.
Kind of a strong dude.
This actor you hired to play this prank is gonna get the shit kicked out of him.
I was thinking of the show Impractical Jokers.
There you go.
Oh no,
that's the
one
I was speaking of. Yeah.
Do you guys like pranks? Definitely.
Pranks or prank like a prank show?
Like pranks, like pranks in general. I mean, King just played one, so I think I know his opinion. But like, you like pranks in general?
I don't hate hijinks.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sort of like, I think most of the time it's like kind of being a dick.
Like, yeah, I don't know when like I've really played like a real.
You brought up Jackass. Like I like the pranks they do, like not on each other, but like the like what Knoxville's old grandpa stuff. I don't think that's funny. I usually fast forward through all those things from Jackass.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the pranks they play on each other, I find very entertaining.
Very funny.
Yeah, I do. I do kind of have a line. What's the guy's name? Shit. He's having relations with a woman who was way out of his league. He did the bit on the subway with the cereal and the milk. Eric something.
Eric Andre.
I don't like that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't bug me on my way to work, dog.
I know.
Don't bug me after work while I'm at the store. Like, I don't think that's funny. People that know each other, like the Jackass, like interpersonal pranks,
very funny. I agree.
They can get mad, but like, don't go into the public and be a prankster. It's not funny.
Fucking with random people. I really don't find it funny either. Yeah.
I don't find it that funny either.
Yeah.
What about like crank yankers?
The prank phone calls?
Phone pranks are a little...
Phone pranks are faux pranks different?
Are they, though? Like, nowadays? Because I don't think you could do that shit nowadays. Like, well, for one, people would know who you are when you're calling or whatever. But, like, two, there's so many fucking, like, scams going on out there that I don't think people would find it funny anymore.
Well,
I think those are still funny if you're, like, trying to get, like, a reservation to, like, an Italian restaurant.
Sure.
But, like, yeah, well, I think that is even kind of run its course.
But even then, you're fucking with an innocent like waiter or whatever who just happened to answer the phone call, and they don't have fucking time for this shit. Like we all got perspective now. Like that person is fucking slammed right now, and you are wasting their time, and that's it. It's not even that funny.
Well, that's why you got the '90s, and then you had the Jerky Boys, and then they disappeared because it was like, oh, all right.
Especially
like, oh, caller ID is a thing now and things like that.
What is weird is I never found the Jerky Boys funny. I think the only reason I found crank yankers acceptable is because they had puppets.
Puppets.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Because I did not like the Jerky Boys, even at that age. I was like, I find this annoying. I'm a bag boy at Albertsons, and I know someone would do this to me, and I would want to harm them.
Yes.
I would want to put their eggs and milk on top of their bread. I would do that.
Because I am currently working, I would go, ha, 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 that's really funny. All right, move it along or whatever. But like inside, if they were done to me in real life, I would punch them in the face.
A bubbling cauldron of rage.
There should just be a law that if someone pranks you like that and you punch them, you can't get, you know, no harm, no foul on that.
Officer, they were like, fucking with me.
They pranked me. I punched him. We're good. Like your job can't fire you if you're on the job or anything like that. Yeah. Can't get arrested. Should be a rule.
Like we're at an age now, and this is taking it to the extreme. But if anyone wants to lose some brain cells on a dipshit racist guy, there's this guy called like Chud the Builder who just says racist stuff to people and walks away. And it's the same kind of thing where it's like, you're just rage baiting. Like we have the word now, the kids have figured out the word. It's just rage baiting. And it's the same thing as when you call and you're like, I'd like a reservation for 8. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Chris Chelios. You know what I mean? Like I get Brett Hull here. You know what I mean? Like
you're getting a table in Detroit. If you're calling as Chris Chelios, that's a fact.
Stevie Y. Yeah. Stevie Y.
You don't even have to call. Yeah, you just
Dino Cicerelli.
Yeah.
Not my, it's just not my, it's not exactly my.
So WCP has a story about you and him pranking his mom and your sister at the North Jetty way back in the day. Do you want to tell this story?
I don't remember this one.
Okay.
I mean, I vaguely do, but.
He says, Kinger and I pranked my mom and his sister once at the North Jetty way back in the day. Okay. All right. Just seeing if you remembered it.
I vaguely remember it, but I don't remember, like, where. I mean, this is, you know, a long like time
elementary
ago.
School. All right. Yeah. Sports?
Sports.
Sports. Blazers. Season is over. Any thoughts? I think, well, like, one, I think we. they got the gentleman, and they got swept. They got the gentleman sweep. So it's kind of what we expected to happen happened. The Spurs are way the fuck better than they are. So
they won 20 more games.
Yes, like so much better.
But also,
they went 62-20.
Yeah.
But also, it shouldn't have been. It wouldn't have been crazy if the Blazers were up 3-1 and going back to San Antonio.
Like, because they had like 20 point leads or something, right?
Because they dumped back to back games with massive leads. Like, I mean, were the Spurs better? Yeah, they're a better team. Do I think even up 3-1, the Blazers could have won, would have won 50-50, maybe?
At best. You
got to win that game at home. But no, there's the kind of the overall semblance of this team is they're missing something. They're missing something big, like important. And I got an alert today. I got an alert today about all I saw the little blurb. I was like, oh, Giannis to the Blazers? Question mark? But that's where they're at. What they have to get to actually be a contender. Otherwise, we could keep doing this every year. Wait until they actually hit a rookie that is that level of player.
Giannis? Yeah.
Like a John or Shane, you know, at that level of player, Wemby, Luka. Other than that, it's gonna be the same thing until that happens.
So what's the thought there? Is the Blazers got all this draft capital from the Dame trade that they still have. And Milwaukee is essentially approaching a complete rebuild. And if
they're draft dead also.
They don't have any draft picks. Well, because they gave them all away to Portland. And so the idea is Portland gives them all of those picks back and, you know, probably a couple of players, and they get Giannis. And so that's the idea, right?
I believe Giannis only has one year left, though.
I can't fathom that happening, but that's the idea.
If you're Milwaukee, you kind of have to do that because they're more dead than the Blazers are. At least the Blazers have like a glimmer of hope of getting a big draft pick somehow pans out. They need a full team around Giannis. And Giannis just has the 1 year left.
One year and a player option. The
problem with the trade is. Yeah, there's a chance that trade gets made. Does that mean the Blazers can give him a max deal or he would sign a max deal with the Blazers? Doubtful. And you can't make that trade unless it's a sign-in trade, essentially.
But my thing with that, because this isn't just us like fan talking. It's out there.
Yeah.
Like in national media where they're like, Tom Dundon, poor, cheap. Blah, blah, blah. But all indications are he's going to get someone big because that's what NBA owners do now when they first buy a team. They make a big trade. Doesn't always work. Honestly, usually it doesn't.
But whatever.
But how fun would it be to just, you know, July 4th, I think it's like, isn't the 4th of July like the free agent day in the NBA? Like where they can make trades. Wake up on the 4th of July and they have traded Jeremy Grant, Drew Holiday, Scoot, four picks and someone else for Giannis.
To bring...
We saw Giannis and Dame.
And Holiday, by the way.
Didn't work all that great.
No. And by the way, like,
just give me that hope.
They're all probably on their last year with the Blazers coming up here, too. So.
Yeah. But
it would be one year.
I'm kind of fine with just making a fucking swing because it will be the first swing they've made in 20 some years.
Since the Jailblazers.
Don't give me oversigning Evan Turner or Jeremy Grant or going after Chandler Parsons or any of that garbage. If they can, because I think the other big guy out there is Kawhi Leonard. He's going to the Heat. I think that's where that one's going.
Plus,
and Giannis probably wants to go to Miami with him too. But that's
Kawhi's going to play 50 years.
I wouldn't want Kawhi.
I mean, he's very good at basketball, but
he'd be the best player on the Blazers. I'm not saying that, but if they're going to make a big swing and just give us that cortisol hit or whatever, just make it Giannis. Just make it fun.
But also, let's
doesn't
say you
work,
look at,
it doesn't work.
You look at, you get, you say, so you add Giannis and you keep Denny and you keep Klingon and you probably keep Sharp. I don't, you could probably trade everyone else.
They probably
more or less.
They probably want Sharp.
I'd be fine.
Well, they're going to get, they want more, they want more draft picks, I think.
Yeah. But they would want one or two young guys, like for
you send
sure.
Him Scoot.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with trading Sharp because I really kind of think, and this is not fair, probably because he was hurt for the last, you know, 30 games. I think Sharp may be a very athletic guy whose numbers on paper look fine, but you're like, oh, that was like it's just a lame 23 points. Like it just, it's not very impactful. Like it's just, you're not a guy who I want the ball with 10 seconds left. Like, I don't know. No. I don't know what you're going to do other than
pass to somebody else.
Yeah. I just, I'm not a Sharp guy.
Pass to Dame.
I'm not a
pull three. He's either going to pull a three or try to dunk on you.
Yeah, he's going to pass to Dame is what he's going to do. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. It's the Blazers are in a weird spot because just
even adding Giannis, like I'm just, you know, brainstorming what that would look like. Giannis and Denny are pretty much the same player. They both just want to get downhill going towards the hoop.
Let's just
get
be fouled. Foul merchant team. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God. But good,
let's be that ugly, hateable foul merchant team.
And games would be like 30 minutes longer on average.
It would be so long.
Oh, my God.
It would literally be... That's where the team like actually really wouldn't work because it would be Denny and Giannis both wanting to go right, not left, going directly right down the lane, and it would just be a clog. So we know this isn't going to work, but you want to know what? I want to see it.
I
want to
see
work.
It anyways. I don't care.
Well, that's the thing.
I want the pictures of Giannis in a Blazers uniform just for funs.
It would actually be perfect for Dame to come off the bench and just stand in the corner. And those two are just going to go like bowls towards the hoop. And then guess what? Just flick it out to Dame every now and then.
That might be a really good offense. Like, and if they can keep Holiday too, like that might
they
be.
They need to keep like Kamara and Holiday, guys that'll play some defense and don't want to dominate the ball.
They don't have
that's
to dominate
what it will
the ball,
turn
but
into.
They can
have
if
to.
They need to. Yeah.
That will be a problem with, like, you can't have Scoot. Like, Shaedon Sharpe is kind of a ball dominant. For him to be as good as he could be, needs to be more ball dominant. So, yeah, you kind of have to look at it like, all right, you can't have seven guys that all want the ball in their hand for them to be able to score.
Can I, real quick, can I please get a refund on my apology to Scoot? Can I get a apology back to me for my apology to Scoot?
He was good for 2.5 games.
Yeah.
3 games.
I gave him an apology, and then he went in the absolute shitter. He was fucking bad. Like
yeah, I guess when you don't when you don't have a repeatable jump shot or a repeatable move on offense, that's got to be kind of a problem.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So I was right. You guys were wrong.
He'll always have game two.
He'll always have that one game in that one round of the playoffs.
He had 3 good games and 2 bad games.
Yeah. Actually, he did had a nice little run, and then it ended.
Yeah, 21, 31, and 18 in the first 3 games.
It ended emphatically.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Okay, so, like, but here we are. The season's over. Like, you know, they made a playoff series, like an actual legit playoff series. They won a game in that playoff series, and there's, like, this glimmer. Like they got the new owner who is famously a cheapskate now, but will also famously like go make a move to take a shot because he does that shit in hockey. Like his hockey team is like they're always in the playoffs. They're always like
But is that him spending money though?
Well, like this is the thing though. Is like he doesn't have to spend money here. Like if he goes out and gets Giannis. He's not spending more money. He's renting him for a year to make a title run. And you know what? Fucking do it. Fucking do it.
Yeah, be fun.
Fucking do it. It'll be fun. Yeah. And you know what?
Like, I mean, the West, because my thing is like the West for, you know, the next 2 or 3 years, because these dynasties never last as long as people think they will.
Yeah.
Ever. In basketball, they just don't.
Well, look, but Milwaukee's a great case of that. Like, they.
But the next couple years, 2-3 years, are going to be the Spurs and Oklahoma City, and everyone's playing for third place essentially. Totally. If there's not injuries, so just be that interesting third seed. You know what I mean? Like, just because, like, who is the third seed? The Nuggets, right?
Nuggets.
They're not really an interesting third seed this year. I don't think. Do you?
No.
Jokic is still Jokic and whatever, but they won, what, 54 games? I mean,
they had a lot of injuries also, but yeah.
No, of course they do, but they always do. Aaron Gordon is not. So my whole thing is,
Murray's going to miss some time at some point.
Is just, if he's going to take that swing and it doesn't work, cool. I'm fine with it. Try and be that interesting third seed. If it doesn't work, but you've positioned yourself to be it, I'm fine with that because you're not going to win anyway. Like that. You're going to win like that. So just take the swing.
So here's the note. Carolina Hurricane are 26th of 32 teams in salary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at their points. Look at their points.
They win.
Lively Pod's a Magic fan. The Magic are very Blazer-esque.
Yeah,
but you actually see their, like, Banchero. I wanted the Blazers to draft Banchero. I was hoping they snuck up to, what, 2 or 3, I think he went at. I was like, oh, I loved Banchero. I was like, now you see a Banchero-led team. I was like, ooh, they're very much like the Blazers.
I love that, by the way.
The Magic are funny.
The Portlando Tragic is good. That's good.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, just the Magic are funny because like 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago, people were like, I don't think Paolo, I just don't think, I'm done. You know, I'm done with this guy. He just is what he is. They lost that first game at home in the play-in. Mm-hmm. He is what he is. And what, they're still up 3-2, right?
Yeah.
Coming home to the Hamley Center, remember, wherever the fuck they play.
The land of my first love.
Yeah, they're potentially going to knock off the one seed in the East. They have a chance to do that at home. But
they
are gross to watch. They try to win games 79-85. They are
gross. Some people like that. I forgive the Orlando Magic for all that because I don't know if you've seen their Play the Music videos where they now they put a tape? Is it called a tape? They put cassette? A tape in a boombox, a cassette tape. They put it in a boombox, and it's like this 90s song. It's like, Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic. And they're just doing like 90s dance. Oh, Orlando Magic. So they've won me over this year with that.
Lively Pod wants us to play that song. I'm not going to play that song.
Desmond Bane can be gross, but I get to see Stuff the Dragon, I think his name, Stuff or Magic or something, and he just does this. Great. It's fun.
This would be a great opportunity to test the screen share thing, Ski.
Test it.
See if I can play the song.
Yeah, all right. they go like, play that song or hit that tape. And Orlando Magic, Orlando.
And it is chonking. All I did was open a Chrome window. Don't do anything else while we're podcasting. Wow.
Orlando.
Hang on.
Magic. Orlando.
Hang on. I'm not doing it anymore.
That's weird.
I'm closing.
There was,
Jesus Christ.
There was a good time in the 90s where the Magic were like the cool team.
They were
starter
they were
jacket, Shaq and Penny. Oh, they were them and the Hornets were like the cool teams.
Oh, starter jackets 2 weeks in a row, guys. That's good stuff. Let's see. So you guys go to the spring game. Watch the spring game. Any takeaways from the spring game?
I sat down. Mm-hmm. To watch the spring game like 7 hours after it happened. Mm-hmm. And all I saw about the spring game, the discourse was, well, that was boring.
Yeah.
So I watched about 9 minutes and I went, this seems boring.
It's boring.
And stopped watching it.
Oh my God, it was boring. Oh my God, it was boring. Like, so, you know, if it were like a regular game and there was that much really good defense and, you know, the defensive line is dominating like they were in the spring game, you'd be like, oh, yeah, no, that's great. We're going to like dominate and cool. But it's a fucking spring game, man. Like, cut it loose. Like, throw, yeah. Like, it's not that they didn't. Like, just, you know, throw deep. They did, like, one trick play for fun. It was the same trick play they ran in the spring game last year. Like, holy fuck, that game was boring. Like, yeah, by the way, like, my family and I, like, considered going to it. Oh, my God. I would have been destroyed by the sun, first of all. And then it would have been the most boring shit ever. Like, such a waste of fucking 5 hours of my life. Like, did the same thing you did, man. I like watched it after the fact.
I recorded it. I did not watch it live.
And fast forwarded through all of the boring shit, which was like the entire middle of the game, because it was like the second drive was a touchdown and the last drive was a touchdown. And that was the only two fucking touchdowns. Like, Jesus, man. What was that?
Yeah. My only take from it was the question, did anyone get hurt?
No.
I don't think so.
Then that was a good spring game.
For sure. Yep.
That's all that matters. Yep. Just don't get hurt.
Everybody got to play, like, you know? Yeah.
Because you could look at it and... You know you make me wanna kick my
hands up and... I didn't know we had that. Because
you could do that crazy... You could be that crazy college football fan, and you could try to break it down and get real excited. Because you could, I mean, you could look at guys and be like, oh, yeah, like this is, look at this guy this year. Like, look at the fucking receivers this year. Look at the receivers. Look how fast they are. Look how big they are. Look at the arms from the quarterback. I mean, you could play that game, but that's a losing game.
King is so antsy to talk about Evan Stewart right now.
Right? No, not Evan Stewart. No, okay. But it's, Breland. What's his first name? Aiden Breland?
Yeah, the D lineman. Defensive.
All the college football scribes were rushing to Twitter.
Yep.
He's not even a starter, and look at him beat this Yale transfer. Like, who the fuck cares?
What are you doing?
He's a five-star. He's third year in the program. I'd hope he would knock down the Ivy League offensive lineman. Good for him.
He had one good rep. And just blow your
shame
leg
on Oregon for bringing in an Ivy League offensive lineman. What are we doing?
They got to get those graduation numbers up a little, so you got to bring that guy in.
Yeah, yeah. Bring in. He's a
guard. He doesn't have to be smart. You know,
he's a position room guy. Yeah,
yeah. But again, and it's split squad, so you're not even seeing like the full capability. So you can't. You have to temper expectations coming out of spring games for all teams. Yeah. Because otherwise, like I said, you could play that game. You could. There's a lot of those players you could point out to and, you know, blow it up and just play this fantasy game of, oh, you know, he's going to have 15 fucking touchdowns this year. Oh, this O-line is going to dominate, or vice versa, because it's split. Oh, this D-line, look at that. He, like you said, beating up this fucking third string right guard. This guy's a stud. You just can't. It's just, hey, no one got hurt. Great. That was a great spring game.
I'm glad that people went, had fun.
A lot of people
I'm
went.
Glad they got, like 46,000 people went.
Both teams played hard.
You donated to a good cause. You got to see some good military propaganda.
Of course.
You know, we've now won that war in Iran like 19 times in 2 months. Don't forget that.
Obliterated. Nuclear arsenal. Obliterated. Thanks to those soldiers who were on the field. And on the
fuck yeah! So, you know, I'm glad people went. Like, I don't see when I talk about like spring games, because I'm not a spring game guy. You're not.
No, you. I don't want to shit have on fun. I'm glad you did. I'm not going
to
do it, though.
I don't want to shit on people that go, because like it's a good opportunity. If you have like little kids, you take them out for 2 hours.
Perfect.
It's awesome. It's perfect. That's not what we're trying to say. You just can't gather much of actual football.
You can't speculate the season off spring games, is what.
But I will say, like, I do appreciate that Oregon does do like a quasi real game, even if it's
watered down. But yeah,
it's a good thing that they are one of the last remaining teams that actually gives their fans something to come out and see. Because a lot of these big schools, it's like we're watching them run dunk drills. On 7-foot dunk hoops yeah. and run cone drills. Like, I get why coaches don't want to do it, and they don't have to. But it's nice that Oregon does put together some semblance of
and Fender and Fender mentions it too.
Good point,
like
a good point,
Panay Sewell came back too. Like you get you get all of these alumni back, and they get to mingle and interact with the current players. You get recruits out there that like that's really the shit that matters. Like the actual stuff on the field is like it's a good opportunity for guys like young guys especially to put stuff on tape for the coaches. But like other than that
portal.
Like or the portal exactly that yep. It's on Big Ten Network. There's some high-ish def quality video out there now. Yeah. Like,
I will say that I think Sewell took Bo Nix's place as a because he was a late scratch. Bo Nix on not coming out, and I think we now know why Bo Nix did not make the trip out to Eugene. Because a normal person's leg. Looks
Alex
like
ass,
this.
Alex Smith ass fucking leg. Jesus.
Oh, Nix's leg looks like this.
Like, what the fuck happened? It like that's
nothing to worry about.
That's the surgeon, right? Like not doing his job, right? Like
I hope there was some like optical illusion there because that leg looks
it's
like
bowed.
A rainbow.
It's bowed.
It's bowed.
It's a cowboy leg now. He's got a right bowed, cowboy leg.
Bowed Nix. Bowed. It's sitting there right there. For anyone who wants to make a shirt, put his leg on there and just put Bode Nix.
Boy, that sounds truly that sounds like a sports brewery shirt. Like yeah, like that would have been made back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just literally like
I mean
a horrible like screenshot
the word.
Image of his Bode leg.
I was gonna put like put Nix Willis McGahee's leg on there. Superimpose Willis McGahee's leg.
Just, I mean, it might as well be. Might as well be. Yeah. But yeah, I hope his leg is fine. It doesn't look great, though.
Sure doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe it's healed and he just has to learn how to run different now. Like, geez, it looks real bad. His wife posted that online, so she had no idea what she was starting with that shit, man.
Was there like a bow leg filter that she had on? Like, what?
I know.
Like, what's going on there? Like you're a woman, so I gather you love filters and stuff when you're taking pictures with your significant other.
Yeah,
throw your man a fucking bone and filter that shit to look a little straighter at least.
I don't know. You're into the Snapchat. Like, would you get Snapchat
Shut up!
Filters?
Silly woman. I do not do Snapchat.
I'm fucking with you. Oh, God. Yeah, it's a weird-looking leg. Anyway.
It's a weird-looking leg.
Anyway. All right, so we're done talking about the spring game. Yes? So we got...
Yeah, done Blazers, done...
Done Blazers, done spring game.
Can this... Because I don't want this one to get lost in whatever we do next. It's probably more important to spend 3 minutes on this.
Yes, sir.
So the Brendan Sorsby gambling thing, right?
Yeah.
So gambling on... Sports gambling does not offend my senses in... the least bit. Don't care. Now you can't gamble on your team's game. That is a sin. And I will be a lame, prudish square where I say, if you are gambling on like your team's games, you gotta like suffer a pretty big penalty, right? That's just my opinion. Feel free to disagree.
If you bet on your own team's games. You suffer.
I don't even care if it's on your own team's games.
What's the difference of doing that of like someone in the military betting on Kalashi that we're gonna fucking bomb?
Well, that's why that guy who did that got axed too. Like that guy's axed, gone too.
Can't bet on your own team. Can't do it.
As humans,
real quick, didn't the president say he didn't have a problem with it?
Well, yeah,
the commander in chief.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He's still got
fired. Okay. The only part of that I saw was that Trump was like, "Yeah, it's fine." Yeah. Like he's smart.
Yeah, but the actual like military leader's like, "Yeah, you can't."
You can't do that. But...
You can't be betting six figs on us doing. Yeah. Like, but like again, like not prude, don't care. But I was listening and reading like college football scribes talk about like his gambling. And it was like, oh, you know, for a year he was making an average of 20 bets a day. And they're like, well, they could have just been dollar bets. So it's really not that big of a deal. And they're like, well, I mean, it's not like he lost his home or his family. So it's not that big of a deal. Or, hey, he's gambling at a Reds game. It's out in public. It's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, guys, you're just rationalizing your gambling at this point.
Yep.
Because 20 bets, because here's my thing is I could say, yeah, I'm drinking 12 Busch Lights a day. They're $1.10 a piece. I'm not going to lose my home over that. And I'm doing it in public at a bar. Don't tell me that's problematic. Oh, you think 12 beers a day is too many? Don't you just don't even know I'm doing it. That's a lot of gambling.
It is.
I'm sure you've made 20 bets in a day, Ski, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure I have.
That look on your face is telling me that's not.
I'm trying to think when I would have.
Yeah.
Like March
I'm trying to think something like that.
You're not doing this every single day for years. You could bet every day, but 20 bets a day a year plus on average.
That's an average, which means there are days when he does significantly more. That's crazy. That's a lot.
It's pretty
crazy. That's a problem. That's why he's going to treatment for it.
So I will devil's advocate a little bit because we know he's gotten money like through the NIL. Like you said, if he was betting small, you know, he's not putting his livelihood at stake through that avenue, right? Like running out of money. But the problem it comes down to if he was just a college student, right? He wasn't a college quarterback. Then it's not as big a deal because this is how the mob gets into you. They find someone that bets like this. And then once they start losing enough, you know, like I said, I don't think he was getting to the point to where, you know, he was betting on credit or shit like that.
Right.
But it's a slippery slope to ending up like Chauncey and whatever the fuck guy, what was the guy that just got busted for the Heat? Shit like that, where the mob gets a hold of you and you have to throw games.
As soon as you are identified by those people, you will get got by those people, and it will very quickly turn from, yeah, it's only 20 bets a day, he's not doing it on his team, he's not blah blah blah, to him literally betting on his team and throwing a game, or throwing a game, but just, you know, like throwing an interception. The bet is on
just
like
turfing a ball on third and one.
Third down percentage bet or something along those lines. Because there's so many fucking bets like that nowadays. Like it's easy.
But why? So I know just the different times. Like this kid's getting buried, right? Of, you know, he's a terrible person. You just go to the 90s. Like, how much money did Barkley and Jordan and Phil Mickelson lose while they were active players? They weren't betting on sports, but they were losing millions and millions of dollars.
I think Mickelson got buried, though. Barkley and Jordan didn't. Mickelson did, but that could be because we just find him unlikable as a human. You know what I mean? So we just pounced on that.
I think another aspect of this is the NIL part because, like, we as a public don't know what the fuck NIL really is. We don't know where the money's coming from. We hear about these like groups, like we know Oregon has this like Broad Street or whatever the hell it is group where it's like there's this like
Division Street.
That's it. Yeah. There's this like group of people who like organizes NIL. We don't know what they do. We barely really even know who those people are. Like, we don't know where they get their funds from. We don't know how that's organized, how that's distributed to all the players. We don't know how the fuck any of this is set up. So, like, if there's so much mystery just with that on top of it, players getting paid in general. And so now you truly, like, if you have an actual legitimate gambling entity that is involved and affecting the sport, like it only adds to that confusion and lack of knowledge and like lack of confidence in the process itself. And, you know, like how teams get players in the first place, we're like, okay, they just throw money at them. And that's like our general statement. But it's not just throwing money. It's like these fucking organizations, no idea what they're doing. And so now if you bring like this literal gambling element into it, it adds to the confusion and the people doubting like the legitimacy of like teams that are actually good and if they're good honestly. And so like if you're the NCAA, it's like, one, does the NCAA even have any power whatsoever anymore? But it's like the school, the NCAA, like you cannot have this in the sport, like, period.
I think this is like the one last thing that currently the NCAA does have power on. Because they do have rules like right now where it's like, if you bet under $400, it's nothing. You get up to $600, it's this. $1,000 on your team, gone. Like those. Now, maybe they don't hold up in a court of law. Like, I'm not going to pretend I know that, but this is one of the few things they actually have like concrete like rules on. Again, he can challenge it.
Is that just sports betting though?
Yes.
What if he just went to the local poker room and bought in for, let's say, $5,000 every time he went three times a week?
No, these were sports.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Sports.
Yeah, I know he. So it is only sports. Right, so
it's only
in your guys' eyes, is he doing it? Like, let's say it was poker. He was playing poker. Let's say he was losing $5,000 a month playing poker. Is this getting any traction in the news? Is he going to rehab? Like,
it's
is
getting
this...
traction. No, he's not going to rehab because it's not sports. Like, right. That's why he's going to rehab, is because it's sports gambling. Like, he's,
yeah.
I think his group knows he's not playing again in college and is doing this for next year's NFL draft.
Posterity for the draft.
Or a supplemental draft. You know what I mean? So he can show, I went, and now my digital footprint is clean for however many months. Like, I'm fine. But I kind of think he knows it's,
yeah,
his time at Tech is probably.
Because if the NCAA doesn't want it, then the NFL really doesn't want it. So you better clean that fucking name up if you want any chance of playing.
Yeah, like, you know, 5 days ago, there were stupid mock drafts, and, you know, this far out, mock drafts are dumb, but they had him as like a top 15 pick, you know, some had him a top 10. So he's got something to work towards. Yeah. And I think his team is pivoting towards, our time in Lubbock was great. It was fine. Hey, maybe we get lucky and we can come back, but generally let's look towards the NFL and clear our name, you know, do all this.
Yeah.
And when time passes, if he's done all this, and gambling's not a thing anymore, and like we just see that, yeah, 79,000 of those bets were on balls and strikes at Cincinnati Reds games, fans will make it palatable. Because if it's just betting on his team to win once or twice, especially, you know, like, it's funny that happens at Cincinnati. That's just a funny coincidence. I think it'll pass. And honestly, Braga, are you on fucking Mars?
Bro, I like my camera.
What
is
going on?
My camera is slowly dying, I think. Like, I think this is what that looks like. No, it's
die.
We're talking about the gambling. And so it's money green, baby. Dollar green.
Is your jaundice spreading?
It changes based
couch.
On the topics. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. Yeah, it was all red and black earlier when we were talking Zers.
The thing with the Sorsby thing is, again, like, I don't have any like moral, like, it doesn't offend me, but these leagues got to put up some sort of safety guards on that, because you can't. We get mad watching NBA games or any sports, really. We're like, well, that flag seems suspicious, when it's just like, it was just a high leverage play at the end of a game, and we like to blame it on the refs. But you can't let it creep into people's minds anymore, because there's an argument that Lakers Kings, whatever it was in 2000 and one. I forget what year that series was. The Tim Donaghy stuff was like more damaging to the NBA than anything since then. Whether it's whatever their social justice stances were, or LeBron James existing, or just it being a black league in general. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably worse than anything that's really happened since. Because there was time there where people just didn't believe the product was real. And we bitch about it now. Watch a Thunder game, and you'll hear people bitching about it. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but it is kind of crazy that potentially we could see him, or we could see Henry Ruggs make his way back to the NFL before this kid could.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Is like, as humans who consume sports, we will watch sexual predators if they're fast. We will watch abusers if they can jump high. We will watch philanderers if they can call that crucial drag route on third and four. We will watch athletes that have taken lives in some form. Because then we know they're coming back and they're playing hard. You know what? You want to know what? They really changed their life. That Michael Vick guy, he really changed his life. He's throwing the ball as hard as he can. Look at that spiral. Look at that spiral, man. But if we think, that Michael Vick guy, I don't know, man. that seemed like he was taking a dive, brother. You're like, we don't want
animal. Apparently, animals and gambling is the line. Kind of seems like.
Well, I mean, the animals wasn't a sports line. That was a federal government line then.
Yeah, it was.
But I'm saying, Michael Vick did come back, and he splashed with the Eagles. You know, like we there are people that will never forgive him.
Yeah.
I am a person that, like, if you commit a heinous crime and you go to prison or jail, and you finish your debt to society, as it's kind of generally called, and you come out and you are fine. Not saying I won't look at you and be like, you're a murderer or whatever, you're whatever. But it's when I'm more forgiving of that when someone goes to trial and it's not like you're completely exonerated. It's like, case was thrown out, or there was a settlement. Get a little wishy-washy. But if you commit the heinous crime and you go and you come back, I think it depends on the thing.
Like,
but we are very forgiving. I said, Michael Vick came back to much applause after electrocuting dogs and shooting them and
literally beating them to death, like holding their tails and slamming them into the ground.
Like Dante Stallworth killed a man driving. It was mostly the other guy's fault. But Stallworth, if you read that, he probably was a little drunk. Mm-hmm. He was probably a little in him, but he came back and was fine.
Yeah.
Came back, it's fine.
And he literally was, right? Like, he was drunk, but it was definitely the other guy's fault.
It was the other guy's fault. It was the other guy's fault.
Yeah, totally.
Yes. Yeah. And like pitch dark.
Yeah. Jesus. All right. Changing subjects. So we could get to our list now. We're at like about an hour. There are a couple other quick things we could talk about, like Dan Lanning on Cameo. I feel like that's a wild thing that has happened, and not just him going on Cameo, but like it's an official like money deal that he has with Cameo, because there's like Cameo commercials for Dan Lanning. Like I think I shared one on Discord earlier where it's like an Instagram post from Cameo talking about Dan Lanning's journey with his wife when she had cancer and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, get a personalized video from Dan Lanning. And we've seen a few of those. So should we get a Dan Lanning Cameo for this podcast?
Should we? I think the gimmick we should do is to get him to we somehow craft it to where we find out like Justin Herbert's birthday and we get him to say something like, happy birthday, Justin Herbert. Cause why wouldn't he say that?
Yeah.
And then some stat or some line where we get him to say he's better than Patrick Mahomes just because he's a Chiefs fan. Like just to see if he'll do it. Like
see how far he'll go.
Because it's an Oregon guy. He's supporting.
And it's a cameo and he thinks we're not going to share it with anybody.
I don't know Cameo's rules on I've seen cameo stuff.
You bought it. You can share it.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
And we all got it. Oh, when we figure this out, we figure out the line to get him to sneak diss Patrick Mahomes and talk up Justin Herbert's wonderful playoff record.
Oh, I heard the first part. Yeah.
We got to give him, like cool nicknames. Like, we can't just be like Braga King Ski Swoosh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to be like, you know, Snake Skin and Gator Guy.
Harry Balls McGee.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Nail Eater.
But why is Lanny on Cameo? He doesn't need the money.
Is it promoting something? Yeah, it's cancer research.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I was like, he's just saying he wants some vacation money, so he's just popping on Cameo real quick.
He's going to get off when he reaches the goal, but it's mainly for a very specific type of cancer.
I love getting him to sneak diss Pat Mahomes for cancer treatment. I love this idea.
Like, be funny. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's like, hey, man, we're giving you money to research cancer.
Are you going to say no to our cancer research money?
Yeah. Is Dan Lanning rooting for cancer? Interesting.
A bigger story than saying something bad about Pat Mahomes. Jesus, my screen is so fucking green. This is wild.
It's a tough watch.
I don't understand. I have another camera I could use. I just have to go in the other room and get it, and it sounds too much like work. Okay, so yeah, that's our plan. Join our Discord, by the way, Sportsbury and Discord, and give us your suggestions for what to do in the cameo for Dan Lanning. Shoot him in the ducks chat in there. That'd be great. Okay, so we could do our list, or we could talk the Dana Altman recruiting additions. Or
we don't know who these guys are.
Don't know what
Fred Payne from Boston College. He's a chucker. No? Okay, fair enough.
No.
Let's see. Did you want to talk about Liv Ski? we could tie it into our list.
We did kind of talk about it like a couple weeks or a month ago, but
okay.
Yeah, the Saudis are officially.
Let's do our list. You introduce our list.
Yeah. So the Saudis are officially pulling out of LIV after this year, which means LIV is over because it's a losing money business. So no one's going to jump aboard that.
Yeah.
I guess someone could pay pennies on the dollar for it and keep it going, but you're not making money, and you're not going to have the golfers keep playing that were making an insane amount of money. So. Our list this week, top three, whatever you want to call a sport that you would start up if you had all that Saudi money.
Yeah.
You could create whatever you want with that Saudi fund.
So it could be a sport that exists already. Pro league that exists already. Yeah. It could be anything. Yeah. If you got that Saudi money, what are you going to do?
Anything that you would pay people and you would get TV, you buy TV rights to it as well. So,
hey, King, do you have a Tucker Carlson? Fender said King trying for Tucker Carlson. Do you have a Tucker Carlson?
What's going on? What are we doing? How do we get here?
That's very good.
Who's checking on to that? Not very, me. It's very that one's stolen good. Straight from me.
That's very me. Good. That's very good. That's the rule now.
Michael B. Jordan. Interesting.
That's very good.
No.
All right.
What's going on?
But I will say, yeah. I will say one of the funniest thing about LIV collapsing is that essentially Trump killed LIV.
Yeah.
And he's made millions and millions of dollars because they every year have like one or two stops at Trump golf courses.
Yep.
And his war in Iran and then bombing the Saudis and the Saudis pulling out of this because of Trump is a perfect way for this league that was bought and paid for, essentially, because like I said, they weren't making money to die. It's a perfect way.
It was just for fun. Just for funsies. like we're talking about here with our list, just for fun.
This is what you want to do for fun.
Let's just make a list for fun, or just make a league for fun.
Just real quick, listeners, as we're doing a list, if you're here in live,
yeah,
just Google good trouble TikTok. I think Braga's going for a look. I've been thinking all day, who does this guy remind me of? And it's good trouble. It's this internet guy. I'm sure he's on Instagram and stuff too, but you know, good trouble.
Good trouble.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Google that. And oh, let's see. I'm looking at some images here. Oh yeah, I can see that. Except he's got like lots of hair though. He's got lots of hair.
Whatever. You can wear
what I'm looking at, he's wearing a hat, so I don't know.
Yeah, here. Will that even work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah, hey. I like...
Why is trouble good?
Y'all in the Discord, I had the handlebar there for a while and decided quickly. I had my first work meeting coming up, and I was like, yeah.
Had to get rid of the Fu Manchu.
Yeah. So... And yeah, anyway. All right. Who wants to start with the list, by the way? Let's go. Ski, you start. Your list idea.
I'll start. My number three, you know what? NHL has bad enough ratings as is. I'm going to bring a competitor against the NHL. I'm bringing back pro beach hockey.
The what?
Pro beach hockey? You never saw that?
Like, I've never heard
early
of this.
90s, 2000s?
Yeah.
It was on, they play in these rinks on like Venice Beach and shit, and they like rollerblade, and you know, it was very 90s and awesome.
By the way, fucking genius. Just y'all like outdoor hockey and baseball stadiums?
Like the Sun?
That's the whole fucking league. That's the whole league. Sunny, warm weather hockey. Every single team has to be in a warm weather part of the world, not just the country, the world. We're traveling. We got all this Saudi money. We're traveling, baby.
And then you know, you pull Connor Bedard. You pull McJesus. You buy up a bunch of the big name guys from the NHL. NHL is gonna die.
Quick.
Pro hockey, pro beach hockey is gonna fucking reign supreme.
You bring in those like Shorzy level guys to like fill out the rosters too. It's golden.
Yeah, there'll definitely be fights encouraged. This league.
Oh yeah. Let's see. My number three is sort of along those lines with the failing National Basketball Association. I would, first thing I'd do with my money is I would buy the WNBA. Like, that's, I feel like with Saudi money, that's easily done anyways. And then first thing I would do is start.
Make them play in brawn panties.
First of all, we ain't doing. Well, did my whole camera stop? Cool. Now I'm just frozen like this. Here, let me try this. Thanks. 1 second. Try that. Am I back? I don't think I'm back. I think the camera's dead. All right. Audio for me. I would buy up all the NBA players and bring them into my co-ed basketball league. So it would be men's and women's pro basketball. Failed to start camera. Yeah, that would be mine. That'd be my first. And I'd be Jackie Moon. I'd be the owner.
You're going to need a rule in there that you like have to have some women on your team, because otherwise...
No, that's what I'm saying. It would be co-ed, so yeah, there would be rules for it. Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, right. Six and six. Let's say that. Yeah. I think the world would love my progressive idea.
Well, one half of the world. The other half, not very much.
Yeah.
But I think it would work. I mean, the NBA would sell the WNBA in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That's just costing them money, too, if someone would buy that from them.
And then there's no salary cap, so I'm just overplaying all the famous men's players.
Oh, you're getting Wemby? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be stacked league.
Oh, yeah. Hey, LeBron, you want to play your last 5 years? I'll pay you till you're 50, bud. Like, come on, join my league. I'm going to go get a new camera. You guys, King, you do your three, and then Ski, you read the list. I'll be right back. Mm.
I got nothing. This list escaped my brain, so sorry.
A little too much of a thinker for you to.
Yeah, no, I got nothing. Whack-a-mole. I don't know.
Right. Well, let's see. Nutty super Super League for soccer. Didn't they try to do that? Didn't the Saudis try to do that already?
Yeah, we said boo. Boo.
And we said boo.
Boo. Boo.
WCP, great. Rock and Jock Baseball League. Would Rock and Jock Baseball or basketball play as an actual league?
Basketball. So you got that like 50-point shot.
The 50-point shots and stuff. I'm trying to remember because Rock and Jock was just softball, essentially, wasn't it? I can't remember. There wasn't any real wacky stuff.
I'm sure there was something wacky, but...
Yeah. And then AK-47 Pro Ultra Trail Racing. I'm guessing that's...
Ryan Pastrana?
Or is that BMX?
No,
we think it's BMX or we think it's right. Is that Dane Mira or is that Ryan Pastrana?
Mira. I don't know. They were both doing 1-800 Collect commercials back in the day. So. Carrot Top.
Yeah, the elite of the X Game era people.
Right. No flying tomatoes back in my day.
People are complaining about Braga's audio.
Is it still bad?
It says it's your camera. Turn off camera audio, it says.
I have no idea what that is. It's fixed, apparently.
They said fixed.
Okay, cool.
All right, my number two, I'm going to go basketball as well. I'm going to bring back slam ball, and that's just for me because I like watching slam ball.
Hell yeah. And, like, if you got unlimited money, pay other really famous athletes to play slam ball. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. It's just who could jump off these trampolines as best they can. Yeah.
You might have trouble getting famous people to do that. Like, it would cost a lot of money, I think, especially if they're, like, actual athletes.
Well, Saudi money, again, we don't give a shit about money. Money's not a factor here.
Yeah. Is the audio fucked up? Like, I didn't change anything, so.
You sound like you're kind of far away from the mic, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it might not be your mic audio.
One
to get for changing it up. Changing out the camera.
I think my number two would be co-ed roller derby of retired, like, professional athletes. So, you know, you get your, like, retired... You get Blake Griffin going out there against some, like, aggressive lesbian.
And yeah.
I don't know who I'm picking there. Like, I kind of think I'm going to win.
Who wins that?
I think she's getting lower on the turn.
Yeah, he's too tall. He just takes all those guys out of the knees.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a move? You just, like, stop and drop and they flip over the top of you?
Yeah, Barbara the Barbarian. Oh, yeah. For the Atlanta Flames. That was her famous move.
Oh, yeah.
Is it better now?
Double clothesline.
Yeah, you're good. In the late 80s. People forget that.
And then, like double clotheslines.
Oh, man.
Shit was awesome.
All right, let's see. Where am I? My number two, Beer Olympics. So I know...
Like Beer Fest?
I know. Yeah. Somebody was going to say Beer Fest, I know. But, so yes, you will have those games. You will have Pong, you will have Quarters, you will have that stuff. Also, you're going to have the Beer Mile. You're going to have shooting. You know, like, and organized shooting. Like... But can you hit a fucking bullseye?
Like a redneck barbecue? Is that what we're doing?
You get bow and arrow shooting. You get crossbow shooting. You get rifle shooting. Hell yeah.
Okay, we're opening it up. It was just rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going straight to high schools and just mining the gods. They're going to run this league.
Jesus.
Whoa, and here we got 17-year-old high school prodigy Jordan James.
are you guys surprised that
shooting up his school? Oh, look at him in point precision.
I had this like really great idea, and
hasn't done this yet.
King just turned it into like a school shooting seminar.
Well, yeah,
damn.
I mean, I'm just saying,
he's looking for the best talent.
Yeah, mining talent. I want to win. I'm Bob Baffert, baby. Yeah. Got Dwayne Lucas up in here.
But then if you throw all that money at the depressed kids, they're not going to be depressed anymore. So you know,
it'll still be depressed.
Don't care anymore. I just need him for one season.
One game.
One contract year. I need a contract year. That's all I need.
Did you say Paramore? Listen to Paramore. Like, Hayley Williams doesn't make anybody depressed, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Paramore's a very emo-y goth band.
Or, I mean, there are more
for them, for the emos.
You could have just gone like My Chemical Romance.
Like any other band.
Death Cab for Cutie?
There you go.
Oh, love me some Death Cab.
Yeah.
But are you guys a little surprised that this isn't Braga's idea, isn't actually a thing on ESPN already?
A little.
I mean, you see cornhole and shit. They're not too far off from doing this already.
Yeah, but I want like actual sports though. I want like people to have to run and jump and do things. Like horse will be part of it. Like, you know, horse shooting. You could do flag football. Even tackle would be more fun. But
you got mad at school shootings. So now you're horse shootings. What do they do?
Do you have to blow a certain back? To compete?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a baseline level that you need these elite athletes playing at?
Yo mama, hey, motherfucker. Me. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Excuse me. You guys have to blow some backs out before you can compete in this league. Hey,
no. No, singular back.
There's no S in the back.
I mean...
They're a faithful man. You only need one.
Hey, some of us are more ambitious. You know, it is what it is.
Well, you get a nice Asian emo goth in there for Braga. He'll fucking go to town.
I mean, yes, I would. Yeah. Confirmed. And by the way, so would you. So shut the fuck up. What is your number two kick?
I did my number two.
Okay, you did. All right. Two's from the chat. Go for it, Ski.
WWE Rock and Jock basketball this time instead of baseball. And then
Dan Fuentes has to be in it.
Daisy Fuentes?
Daisy Fuentes. Fuentes. I'm bringing back the Timber Carnival, the log roll, the wood chopping, hot sauce. Bring back the Lumberjack games. Bring them back.
When men were men.
You've been seeing those... You've been seeing those American Gladiator promos? Like, Gladiators is back, baby.
It already did come back, I thought. Then it went away again?
I don't know.
Had to bring it back again?
I guess. I don't know. I've just been seeing, like, new commercials and shit for them.
I'm sure we're on, like, the seventh iteration of bringing it back.
Probably. And guess what? And I'm not watching American Gladiators unless the Gladiators are roided out like they were.
They look like it. They look like it.
Well, they need to have the roid rage in them while they're competing. That's how people got fucked up in that, and that's why it was awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. What are the other two? There's another two AK-47 bum fighting. Yeah.
Bum fighting?
Yeah.
Bum fighting or thumb fighting?
I said bum.
Bum. Yep.
He said bum. Yep.
I never watched any of those videos 20 years ago because I thought they were inhumane. How disgusting.
He says professional bum fighting. Tell me how that would work, AK-47. Professional bum fighting.
Gross.
So they're professionals, so they're getting paid for it, so...
Yeah, but it doesn't say how much you're paying them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I feel like Bum Fights really took a turn when he was like, here's meth, $20, and pliers, plug your teeth.
Yeah.
Then we just wanted fisticuffs.
Yeah.
I know you were still watching Kimbo beat up just random bums, weren't you?
Yeah.
Fights against random scrubs they pull off the street.
I drew a line when he was like, hey, homeless guy, here's $30, a bit of Jack, and a woman with full-blown AIDS. Have unprotected sex with her. What the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, what
this
is this?
This seems predatory. This isn't fun. Where's Kimbo? Where's Kimbo?
The eternal question.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Rest of power.
All right, Ski, what you got?
My number one is, you know, I want to knock these fucking young video game kids down a peg, and I want to start the retro video game league, where we're playing NSYNC, we're playing Bond, and we're playing Super Nintendo N64 Mario Kart, so I can just beat the shit out of these kids.
Hell yeah, dog. Like, I don't understand the games that they play with professional gaming. Like, they're, like...
I don't know what Apex Legends or whatever the fuck
yeah,
that is.
And, like, Rocket League and shit like that. And, like, why... I guess I get it. Like, they're basic shooters, whatever. You have squads, you go against the squads, whatever. But
we're
like,
talking about basic shooters and acting like Bond wasn't the most basic shooter.
No, this is, well... Yeah,
the original.
I got the gold gun!
Yeah, fair. But fair, I guess. But, like, no, but, like, I get it. But, like, also, there's so many other, like, why not competition gaming leagues? We're like, can you do the best at this level than the other guys? I don't know, man.
That's kind of what the original retro gaming was back in like the 80s.
Yeah.
They'd be like a Pac-Man machine. Who has the highest score on Pac-Man? Mm-hmm. Kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're playing Bond against these young kids, and we're playing like proximity mines in the facility. And you're not going to be able to spawn in. You're going to blow up every time you spawn in.
And Ski's gonna win $1 billion on this league that he created, spending $1 billion.
This is my league. I'm playing it.
You're gonna win.
I'm the owner of it. I'm gonna beat all these kids. They have no idea what to do with Bond.
They don't know all the cheats in Mario Kart.
Uncle Ski learning them. Fuck these kids.
Fuck them kids.
Yep. Let's see. My number one is boxing. You gotta save boxing. And I feel like if I had lots and lots of Saudi money, I could save boxing. And that does not mean bringing back all these old washed fighters to do these fucking, you know, like big money grab fights.
Promotions.
We have these good young boxers who are out there. And we spend all of our money promoting them and making them big household names, and then we bring back pay-per-views. We bring back Jim Lampley on fucking HBO, and we do HBO boxing after dark, and that's what we fucking do. Boom. Save boxing.
I need Kellerman back. I need Howard Letterman. I think he actually might be dead. Howard Letterman?
Yeah.
That was the best.
Okay, Jim!
Fucking so good.
Great. Yeah.
I grew up watching amazing fun fights on HBO all the time. And like, it has been so long since boxing has been actually like fun and cool like that.
Dana White kind of killed that, but I kind of feel like UFC is trending down. It's just kind of so oversaturated right now. It's just kind of running its course, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a good time for boxing to pounce.
Give me that Saudi money. Save the sport.
Yep.
I'll save sports in general. Boxing would bring everybody together. All right, King.
Well, you know, in a couple of months, the Americas, North America, is hosting the World Cup. So what I would do if I had Saudi money is I would form a league. It's kind of a farm system for, like, generally like the national team. But I'd call it Major League Soccer. Right. We'd have all these teams in the U.S. And we would bring back men's soccer because soccer in America is dead.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. Yeah. That's a good idea. You should, like, why doesn't our country have, like, a professional men's soccer league? It doesn't make sense.
If we had started a men's professional soccer league in the U.S. like in the late 90s, we would probably be not the favorite, but like a guaranteed to get to the knockout round, you know, as we host, but also a real threat to advance.
Yeah.
We would. And it's crazy that no one thought about that in 1990. On the heels of Alexi Lawless stimulating a nation.
We went 0-3
in Pasadena or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. How we didn't capitalize on that moment.
Real question here about soccer in America. What happened to it? I thought it was turning a corner a little bit. Starting to get better, and it kind of 180, and now it's just like the worst it might have ever been.
Is he talking about like the USL in the 80s? Like, is that what he's talking about? I don't know.
Like the 90s started.
Okay.
And it was like, all right, the birth, that was kind of the birth of American soccer.
Well, there was like the World Cup happened and then everybody got into it, but they didn't create a league, which is like insane. Like
I said it was a real question about why the American soccer team is dog shit now when it was starting to rise up a little bit.
Yeah, like, it's stuff. Probably Megan Rapinoe's fault.
Yeah.
It's always the woman's fault.
Yeah. The lesbians, like specifically.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
Very specifically.
Yeah. That's why men's soccer sucks in the United States. It's because of the lesbians.
Yep.
Yep.
We don't have any lesbians play anymore.
Yeah, we don't have any lesbians on the men's team.
We need some fucking lesbians on the men's team.
It's the same as my basketball plan. You know what I mean? Like, get the lesbians on the men's team.
Bring an aggressive fighting attitude to the pitch.
Yeah. And, like, none of this Sophia Smith or whatever, Sophia Wilson stuff. Like, she's not gay. Like, she won't work. Like, I don't care if she's good. No. Like, she's not going to be on the team. I'm sorry.
No.
We gotta draw a line somewhere. We gotta have standards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Sorry. Let's see. Ones from the chat. I'm bringing back the IROC series. International Race of Champions was hella dope. That is WCP.
So, I didn't know that thing went away.
Yeah.
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Good call.
I was unaware that it was defunct.
Let's see. AKA's World Streetball Basketball Association. All games are played on outdoor courts throughout the calendar year during optimal weather. That's good. I'm going to steal your idea for my professional basketball league that I created. So that's
all outdoor.
That's
as well.
My idea too. It's all outdoor. So sorry, AKA, you don't have a number one. It's mine now. Nutian's number one, a spring 7-on-7 college football league. Imagine packing Austin in 60-degree weather to see Dante Moore throw some teddies. 7-on-7, though? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was there were all these like videos of that number one quarterback Oregon got to commit last week. There's all these videos. He threw like 9 touchdowns in one game, and I was like, wait a minute, that's fucking April. What are you talking about? And then there's videos of him throwing like touchdowns in shorts to other guys in shorts, and I'm like, guys, we can't keep track of stats in fucking 7-on-7. You guys, stop it, stop it.
I could have swore I saw a clip of him where it looked like he was throwing like 10 yards or so in front of the end zone, and he throws it like into the other end zone for a touchdown. I was like, does this dude have like the biggest arm I've ever seen? Are these 7-on-7 on like 50-yard fields? Like all of a sudden, I look and start counting. It's like a 45-yard pass. That's
I think they kind of kind of like Kansas plan.
Yeah. I was like, that's not a 90-yard bomb, which I initially thought it was, and kind of soured on a little.
But if it was,
Yeah. Speaking of Michael Vick, remember that commercial where he like threw it out of the? Was that a Nerf commercial? Where he threw like was it like the whistle football he threw out of the thing? Or am I thinking of something else? I might be thinking of something else. Do you remember those, by the way?
I do.
Yeah. Those were like finger jammers, like that you would buy.
you gotta be real deliberate with your diamond, your hand catching. You gotta be real deliberate there.
Yep.
Can't be reaching out with your fingertips.
Nope. You will lose a fingertip. Let's see. Nutine also says, also would be a great way to get around NCAA rules about how much players can train during the offseason. Yeah, I like that. That's fair.
Yeah, workarounds to fuck over the NCAA. Yeah,
I'm always for that. Honorable mention from WCP, Timber Sports Super League. Is that like the Lumberjack stuff?
Pretty much like the Lumberjack. Okay.
Cool. All right, well, that's it. Watch our movie on Sunday. We got a movie podcast we do every Sunday. This week's movie is Skis Movie. We're off a Tubi month, so it is Skis Movie, and it's a normal movie without commercials. And it is, normal might be the wrong word. It's Sisu Road to Revenge. So the second Sisu movie, it's on Netflix. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it. Anything else before we go?
one more thing.
Let's go. Bye! Jesus Christ.